In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms, with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Moms podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Brittany.
And, you know, we're here just me and Brittany today, just chatting. We have lots of good listener questions to answer, and just like a lot of just fun, random stuff to catch up on, because I don't know, so much stuff just happens when your kids are so little, and like they just become new humans in a week and you're just like, who are you?
So many things happen like very quickly. I feel like we've said this before. It's just like literally every week there's a bajillion things to talk about.
A bajillion. And we have a momster segment today and a new fun segment game that we're going to play at the end of this, which I'm pumped about.
I'm so excited.
I know. Okay, so what's up? How's life?
Life is good. I got to live a little and went to a concert last night.
Oh my God.
I know. And my kids blessed me with a 7 a.m. wake up, which was like amazing. Usually they're up at 6. So like,
oh, while I thought that I'm was, like, you're going to say that that was early.
No, that's good. They usually wake up at 6. Yeah. So I was like so happy. And so while I'm like struggling a little bit today, I still got that extra hour of sleep. 7 a.m.
That is great. That is such like a low-key blessing, like win.
It's such a low-key win. What's going on with you?
N2M. Mila has fully entered crawling zone before I could baby proof anything, so she's just I put all the like the pillows in our house like along all of the places.
Yeah,
she's not only learned to crawl in a very short period of time, she now can like pick her, she's figured out how to pick herself like like to stand on something.
Yeah.
She like fully stands now in her crib and I watch her do it. And it is so amazing that she does it all with her arm strength. Like no legs, like there's no like climbing up. It's just like as if her legs were just dangling. She'll just like fully just zoom up. It's cute, but then I get so nervous she's gonna fall and like bang her head. But
did you have to lower the crib?
Yeah, we lowered the crib. We have one more notch to go, but I just wanted to give her some confidence. You know, I didn't want to like, oh, sorry, can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
She figured out how to get up on one step. So gates are going to be going up like as soon as this guy can come. And it's just crazy. Like personality is so much more because she can move and she's just like so, she obviously does not play with any of the toys. She plays with doors. You know, baseboard heaters and
things that they're not supposed to play with.
Literally. And Sansa's, my dog's toys. Those are her top three faves.
Is she the type of child that just puts like everything in her mouth?
Everything in her mouth. Everything.
That's our issue. Yeah. It's the worst. Everything.
Everything. Like it doesn't get better. They don't. I thought they like that's temporary. It gets worse.
I mean, when is the temporary over? Because we're still dealing with, like, Jack loves shoes and he knows that he's not supposed to be putting them in his mouth. And he, like, runs over and will grab one and he'll look at me and then he'll, like, put it in his mouth.
Do it.
And then he laughs. And I'm like, this is how you get sick. This is why, like, but one thing the doctor told me, actually, for when you childproof, is to leave one cabinet to like Mila, like it's Mila's cabinet.
Oh yeah,
in the kitchen, and just put Tupperware in there and things that are safe for her to play with, so she doesn't get so frustrated, and it'll be easier for you when you're like hanging out in the kitchen. So I did that. So Jack has like his own cabinet,
That's
and I
cute.
Put like, dish towels and some bowls in there.
My cabinets aren't necessarily going to be easy to lock because there's no like top of them. They're like, they float open, you know, like the bottom, the top of it is the bottom of the drawer up on the top of like above. Like they don't open as doors. They're like pull out drawers, most of them.
Okay, got it.
So I'm just going to have to just teach her how to knot, or only, like you said, teach her to only use one.
Yeah. But
it's going to be a thing.
It is. So many exciting things with babies. They just keep us on our toes.
It's just so weird to see like her like becoming a kid.
Yeah.
Like her personality is developing, and she just is like I said, so silly. She just like, they, I don't know how to explain it. And she, when you were saying putting the things in her mouth, she's always trying. She's holding Sansa's toy. She like learned how to sort of play with her. She like thinks she's throwing it, but she's really just handing it to her.
That's so cute.
But then within a split second, she can either hand it to her or just shove it in her mouth. And I'm like, no. And I like jump to intervene. I'm like, do not eat the disgusting dog toy.
Oh my God. But,
you know, can't stop her every time. So it's just gross.
I know. There's only like so many things in her mind. I'm like, oh. I guess it's building immunity, right?
System. Yeah. Ew. It's so gross.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it's wild, this whole watching them become like a person that they aren't yet, right?
Yeah. Like becoming people. And like you're saying, like really seeing their personalities. It's so exciting.
Like learning who they are, even though they are them now. Like, like we were saying last time, like dogs don't change.
They like, really, you know, don't. Like, dogs are who they are.
Like, are they? You're not like waiting for them to do something new. Whereas, like the kid will turn it. Like, there's always something new. So it's or like they'll start saying new things, or it's just, I don't know. It's so cute and exciting.
It's so cute. Well, Jack started saying no.
Oh, okay. Good for his first like word.
He's been saying things like, he says cool and car, mommy, daddy.
Cool.
Yeah. He goes, cool. And then I got him to say brown bear because it's his favorite book. He only said it once, but he like clearly said he was like brown bear. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
And I'll say to him, like, if he's doing something wrong, I'll be like, no. When he looks at me, he goes, no. I'm like, oh God, I gotta stop doing that. And then he also, I like always kind of wondered this because Oliver was never a clingy child to me. And I think that was always maybe because, or maybe not, but I always felt it was because he was in daycare that he was just like off at a young age, where like now Jack sees me every day. And because like, and I said on the episode with Noah how like I'm like Jack's parent and Noah is Oliver's parent. So I'm just like with Jack all the time. But he is so clingy and doesn't let me put him down. And it's gotten to the point where he even gets upset when I like give him to like his caretaker, and like it's like he only lets me put him to sleep, and he like will hold on to me for dear life. And like I tried to like give him over the other day, and he like shook his head. He went, no. And so
maybe it's like a phase.
I think it is a phase, but it's interesting to see because Oliver was never like that. So I'm like, okay, this is like a cute new part of his personality, and he's definitely very different than his brother.
Yeah, that's sweet. But yeah, maybe it has to do with daycare, because that like immediately teaches them separation is okay. Yeah, and you always come back.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, there's, aww. I already see the differences. Yeah, but we're going through that right now.
That is cute to see that they're totally like two different people.
Yeah. It's so, because like you kind of expect, like even like thinking now, like if you were to have a second child, you just expect to have another Mila. Like who else would they be, you know? But then it's like, oh, they're different.
I have a friend that her first kid looks just like her, and her second kid looks just like her husband, and they don't look alike, like the kids. And it's kind of just funny because like Mila looks like me kind of mostly. Although I think she's like developing Rusty. I don't know yet. But it would be funny, like, if a second kid would look nothing like me, and it would just be like these two. But I guess also Rusty looks nothing like his brothers.
Right.
It's just interesting that they're just, like, individual. It is. Like, it's like a grab bag of jeans.
Yeah, like, what am I going to get this time?
Yeah, like a little shake, shake, and, you know, roll the dice on your jeans. Very interesting.
It is.
Should we do some listener questions?
Yeah, we have a bunch of them from all of you amazing listeners.
From all the Betches moms out there. All right. So there's like some general questions like how to, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then there's like specific questions like for us. Like,
yes.
Why don't we answer this one? How many kids do you each want to have? Brittany, you first.
I want three. I want a third.
You definitely now decide you want three.
I am one of three. So like yeah. in my mind, I'm like, my family's not complete. I need a third. But then thinking about the logistics of all of it, I'm like,
Is Noah's one of three too?
Noah's the middle of three boys and I'm the middle of three girls.
Yeah. So yeah, it makes sense for you guys.
Yeah. But I mean, Noah's not on board with that right now, but we'll try again and I'll, you know.
We'll try again. But are you ready? Are you ready for another one now just to get it over with?
You know what? I think I'm definitely, I wouldn't be mad if I got pregnant now, but, and like, I was definitely not in this place after Oliver. Like, after Oliver, I was like, it took me a while to be okay with it. Now I'm like, I think I'd be fine.
You'll be fine. But no, it's not on board.
No, not right now.
Yeah, you know, I definitely want two, right? The third is a, we'll see. I don't know.
Right.
It seems so much work. But
it does.
I was doing the calculations like last night. I was, you know, the timelines. I was like, okay, I'm 33. Next year's 34. Mila will be like, I was doing the whole like timeline calculations and like when would be the, like how many years they'd be apart and when I should do it and how old I'm going to be and how many years, you know? So that was definitely going through my mind. But I don't know if I would want to get pregnant again so soon.
Yeah, that's like the one thing. Like, I don't know if I want to be pregnant again. But I also think like when I had one, I was like, I'm having two.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then now having two kids, I'm like, no, I want three.
What about people who have like five?
I am all the power to you.
Do they always want five, do you think? Or are they like, after the third, I want a fourth. After the fourth, I want a fifth.
You know what? I have friends that are like that. I have a friend who has three and she's like, can't wait for my fourth. I'm like, okay. I'm amazed.
What
amazed.
Is she can't wait about? What part? Is she just so excited about?
She just like loves
about?
It all. She just loves it all. They're like, she like it's.
Does she work?
Yep. She works.
She works.
Yeah.
She just loves it. Loves she the big loves family it. Vibes.
Loves it. And I'm just like, I support you.
I support you. Your decision for you.
Yeah. That is so great for you.
I love that journey for you. Yeah. I agree that no more than three for me. Definitely no less than two, no more than three. So I'm really between two and three. But I'm not currently pregnant. I can't imagine.
This is not an announcement. But you're one of two and Rusty's one of three. So how does Rusty feel about it?
He's not sure. I think he wants two because he's such a fucking drama queen. Sorry, Rusty, if you're listening or anybody who knows. He like thinks it's so hard. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you didn't even have to carry her. You didn't have to push her out. And you didn't have to try to breastfeed her. And you didn't have to go through any of those emotions. You had the best fucking paternity leave of your life. Like, he just couldn't, the non-sleeping thing, which I totally get. But it's so temporary.
It's temporary.
Right. But he's like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, Mila is such a good fucking, like a good, not that there's a good and bad babies, but she's doesn't like colicky. Yeah. She's chill. She doesn't really cry. Like, she likes when there's new people, you know, she's smiley. Like, what about this baby's unpleasant that would make you not want like a third one?
Yeah.
Not that I do, but I'm just like in defense of our baby. I'm like always in defense of her.
Oh,
but yeah, he's undecided. Definitely not less than two. Like, not just her.
Right.
No offense to her. Either
you're not one and done.
No. No. I was an only child for 10 years. My brother is 10 years older than me. And
so you like felt it when you, like you really knew when you were not an only child anymore.
Yeah, for sure. Being,
yeah.
Yeah. And it like? I like took care of my brother like as if he was my little baby, even though little I was doll. 10. Like I remember changing him and doing all that. What was that like? I don't know. I didn't know any other way. Right. I was the center of attention.
Yeah.
I didn't like it because I didn't like that my parents' attention was always on me. Like I wish there was like another kid.
Oh.
To like take the eyes off me.
That's so interesting.
Like I was always, everything I did was like I had to get every test that I had was like important. All of my things were so intense. So like it would have been so much easier if my brother was like, we had, could buffer each other.
Right. That makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
That was the only thing. I was like, you're paying too much attention to me.
Stop like, looking at me, Swan.
Alone. Yeah. Seriously. Like, every time I had to brush my teeth, I'm like, can I just get away with a few times without it? You know, as a really little kid, I remember my mom like caught me like lying about not brushing my teeth.
Really?
Yeah, I remember it. And she was really mad. I was like, really? Like over this one thing?
Yeah, we need it. We need a sibling stat.
Yeah, I need a sibling so bad. So that's that answer to that question. What do you want to answer next?
The next question is, how do you divide labor between you and your partner? Not like pushing out a baby labor.
Responsibilities, yeah.
Responsibilities.
For the kid, not for like your home.
I take this as life though. I think it like goes hand in hand. Like how do you guys, like how are you partners? Like how do you divide and conquer?
You go first.
Well, Noah and I did talk a lot about this in our last episode.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, pretty much like Noah's very hands on. Like I don't like doing dishes. I refuse to do dishes. So Noah does the dishes and I do. Well, we like both do laundry. Like right now I'm like in this lull of like not doing laundry and he does laundry. So he's kind of like my housewife, but not really. No, I don't know. We're just like, I feel like we're very, like we both do everything depending on the day because we're both working full time and we're also both working from home. You know,
does he ever complain?
Schedules. No, he could about like, not really. Stuff? No,
that's good.
He doesn't complain. Yeah.
Good situation.
Yeah. So I feel like it's pretty equal with us, but what about you and Rusty?
Yeah, like we divide morning and evening, like situations, like who does bedtime, who does morning time based on like our work schedules.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I also do work from home and he doesn't for the most part. Mm-hmm. And he's pretty good about being like, okay, like it's not always going to, like I don't, my biggest thing is like, I don't always want to be the default just because I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the part that becomes, I feel as I start to like fight for my rights.
Yeah.
You know, at home, like I want a, like is it okay that I don't do bedtime today, you know? So what we do, it's pretty much equal. He, like, respects that, but like you could go down that road, but we don't.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like laundry, he's always the one to like put the laundry in. He always does the bottles on the weekends cuz I'm mostly like so in charge of her schedule on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And like I'm the one who will like figure out what she's eating all day, you know?
Yeah.
And if he ever is like, I did this, I'm like, well, when was the last time you figured out what she's eating that's not a pouch, Rusty?
Yeah. I mean, like when it comes to like schedules, doctor's appointments, activities, birthday parties, food, well, Noah has no fucking clue what's going on. That's all me.
Yeah. Like doctor's appointments. I'm taking her to her 10-month peed appointment today. I buy like any formula or food. I do like the grocery shopping.
I find it really interesting where it's like I do. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people feel like there shouldn't be like specific gender roles. But like I do feel like mothers a lot of the time end up taking on this like default parent role.
Mm, yeah. Well, yeah, because I think because of the beginning. Like you carried, so you feel like you then breastfed, so you know better, quote unquote. I put that in quotes. And so therefore, like you just kind of figure the stuff out while you're doing all of those things. And so then it becomes default because then they're like defer to you.
Yeah.
And but it's just, yeah. It's
in, yeah.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I think the interesting part is not the baby stuff necessarily, but like the home stuff that does become sort of gender role-y. Because like Rusty takes out the garbage because I don't want to take out the garbage. I'd rather buy the groceries.
Yeah.
But like I care more about that. But if he was like a chef or like a good cook, then I would, you know, you do it because he can't. Yeah. He'll care more than me. He's right. better than me, you know?
Right.
So I think it's more like who cares more. But in terms of the kid, like the birthday parties and the clothes, like when was the last time you bought her a onesie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, never.
Yeah.
Like what size does she wear now? Tell me. Yeah. Go. Quiz.
Like go into the drawer and take out everything that doesn't fit him and then put in all the stuff that does fit him.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Go.
Go.
No, exactly. So, yeah. But it's so funny because like I think back when my mom was in medical school when I was alive. So my dad was like taking care of me more. And like, so he would help me get dressed when I was like going into like third grade, I remember. And so I was always in like the most tomboyish clothes. I would wear like, it's really funny because I'm about to say leggings and a t-shirt, which is really my go-to now, which is funny. So it was never like I cared really what I wore. And it's kind of funny, like that was because my dad was, he just wears pants and a t-shirt,
right.
Sweatpants and a t-shirt. So it's just kind of funny, like it affects, I mean, like who you are as an adult or like the way you are as an adult.
Right. Do you think, so like you were saying that like was when your mom was in medical school, like do you feel like your dad was more of a default parent? Like was he in charge of your schedule, like knew when you had after school activities and birthday parties and all of that?
Yeah, I remember my dad driving me to, like, I took karate. I remember he would take me to, like, tennis. Yeah, he would do more of that stuff. But he also worked full time. But my mom was, like, in medical right. school, then, like, residency. Right. She was really, like, her schedule was nuts. So, right. Yeah, I think he was more of the default when it came to that. But I really don't want to, like, not give my mom credit based on what I remember.
Yeah. Right.
So who knows what my mom was, like, doing yeah. behind, like, behind right. the scenes is what I just saw. So, or I remember, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just find it interesting how like households differ and like who feels like they're taking on that default parent role.
Mm-hmm. Totally. It totally depends on your schedule, your work.
Yeah.
And like who cares about that certain thing more in terms right. of like, the home stuff.
Right.
And who's like messier or not.
Right.
So the next question is, how did you pick your baby's names? What names did you like but didn't end up picking? Mine is easy. If I'm having a daughter, I'm naming her Mila. That's my late grandma's name. I just like always loved it. And it's a beautiful name. Her middle name. And then it just became popular. I was like, what the fuck?
It's so
and
popular.
And my daughter's middle name is Pearl, which is after Rusty's late grandma. And they're both, it turned out to be both our dad's moms. So
oh,
it kind of
really?
Was cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
How about,
such a pretty name.
How about you?
So Noah doesn't like any boys' names. And trying to find a boy name that he liked was horrible. But with Oliver, I think it was like one of like two names that he actually liked. Or that okay. we both agreed on. And then
where did you come up with it?
I don't even know. I think like I just like maybe said it. And I was like, what about Oliver? Like, I truly okay. don't even know. I think I looked at every single thing possible to like look for baby names.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across it. And, but I think I always liked the name anyway. And then Luke, we didn't have any letters that we really like needed.
Wait, I was like, you have a kid named Luke.
No, Oliver Luke is his name.
Yeah, now I got it.
So Luke came about. I mean, I love the name Luke, and there was like so many options for middle names, and like Oliver Noah was more lenient on middle names. So like we ended up with Oliver Luke, and it worked out where L was for his grandfather, But O isn't for anybody. But then we did, so basically what we did for both my kids is we named, we gave them their Hebrew names were after our grandparents who had passed away. And like, we felt like that was like really honoring them because like there's a whole ceremony around that at their bris.
Is it the same letter or no?
No, it's not. So Oliver's Hebrew name is Herschel Rafi.
Okay.
So like that was after like my grandfather or whatever. It's so basically I took them from like my grandparents' Hebrew names. So it has nothing to do with their regular names. And then okay. Jack was, we picked Jack out like really early on. It was a name we just both really liked. And right away we were like, his name is Jack. It's easy. We love it. Done. And then we were picking, so some of the middle names we were originally going to do, we were going to do the letter R for my grandmother, Rita. So we were going to do either River or, actually, I think River was like the only one that was R that we were like set on. So like Jack River, I thought it was a really cool name. But then my poppy passed away and we needed an S. So we ended up with Spencer.
I like that. And what, yeah. So now you know you're going to have a third, or you want a third.
I want a third.
The name is going to be if it's a girl or a boy.
Yeah. If it's a girl, I know what it's going to be, and I'm not going to say it, but I know what it's going to be. And I like, literally, it's been my name for like all three of the boys, and I'm like, God, I want to use it.
Yeah.
But like some other boy names that like, I guess like, I don't know if I should say, because if I do have a third,
don't say if you want to use it. Yeah.
But like, I really love like the, these aren't necessarily the names, but like the genre of names I really like are like Cooper and Parker and Blake.
And I know like two Coopers. Yeah.
I know a Cooper. I don't know. I really like those names. And I was actually thinking the other day, I'm like, why didn't I use any of those names? I'm like, oh yeah, no, I didn't like any of them. do you have your boys' names if you have a boy?
No, I don't know. We were maybe thinking of, we really liked Liam, but then like it's like the most popular name.
Liam's very popular
in all of the world. I remember I really liked the name Lucy, and Rusty was like, "No, I don't like that name." And I was like, "I'm telling you, it's a really good name." And then like Bravo Andy named his daughter Lucy. I was like, "See, I told you, it's a good name."
I love Lucy, and you could call her Lulu.
Lulu. I yesterday a name just came to my head, like if I were to have a girl, and I really liked it, and I'm trying to think of like, I'm not gonna say it, but I'm trying to see if it, she's named after anybody, if it works out,
right?
But I really like that name that I thought of if it's a girl. And then no, so I don't have any thoughts about any boy names whatsoever, so we'll see.
I really like that I'm not gonna use if I have a girl are Sadie. I love the name Sadie.
Mm-hmm. Really cute.
And I have a whole list. I literally have a list in my notepad. What?
So that was the name that I liked.
Wait, really?
That I thought of yesterday. Yeah.
Wait, that's so weird that I just said that.
Weird. That is weird.
Oh my god, I mean, that sounds really good with Mila.
It's like so Mila cute.
It's really cute. I really love having more like male energy names as middle names.
Yes. That's cool.
I was obsessed with the name Dylan. Like, I'm obsessed. Like, I cried that Oliver couldn't be named Dylan. But, like, Noah was just, like, not having it. But, like, that name, I love Dylan.
That's really funny. I like Dylan, too. It's just, like, I know some Dylans. And so I think of them. Besides,
yeah, well, that's
like,
what happens.
Dylan's, like, from my, like, growing up, you know. Yeah, it's kind of funny the way, like, everybody has, like, this different connection to different types of names. All right, let's do another question.
Okay, here's a really interesting one. Deciding whether or not to leave your job and become a stay-at-home mother.
Wow. How are we supposed to answer that?
Yeah, I think that like, well, like first of all, like you have like think of it in like
financially.
Financially, is that something that your family could do?
Yeah, I think like in terms of financially, like sometimes it make sense if, you know, if the cost of childcare is more than your salary, which
right.
really sucks. If you really do want your job, sometimes mm-hmm. that, sometimes if that is the case and you still want to work, then I would, I think like for your mental health, I would probably like find a way in your like finances to make it work. But if it's impossible, I think that's a lot of the time like what happens. And it's always like mm-hmm. The mom. I think I've talked about this before, but I like read this article in the New York Times about like two like equally earning people, partners, and like both like same education. And it just made sense for one of them to like be a stay-at-home parent because of the cost of like their childcare. And it's like default goes on the mom. And mm-hmm. then when she wants to come back to the workforce, she's far behind than the,
right.
than the other partner. And like right. that like kind of thing is, it's not fair, but it's just interesting to think about. Cause like what you're saying, like the default parent, like a lot of the times is the mom.
Yeah.
But deciding whether or not, so finances aside, which is a big part of it, but decide mm-hmm. finances aside, yeah, like you could always re-enter the workforce. It's going to be different for sure. And it's going to be harder.
Right. Right.
Because there's a gap in your resume. But you could also like find like a part-time, maybe remote job. There's so much, so many more of those now.
So
freelance
many.
Work. If you do need a little bit of an income or a little bit of like mm-hmm. stimulation, mm-hmm. There is that.
I think being a stay-at-home mom is like a completely different type of hard. Like
yes. you're like if you don't have any other help.
If you don't have right? any other help and you're and being with your kids all day is really tiring. There's a lot to do. You're doing the housework. I mean, you're taking care of your kids, like going back to like talking about the default parent thing. You're uh-huh. constantly you're a chauffeur, you're a chef, you're just you're everything.
Right.
And it's hard yes. and like remembering all those schedules are really difficult. But I think it's like personally, I feel like like having the stimulation of being like doing something for myself, like keeps mm-hmm. me like for me, I feel like I need that.
Yeah. I also need the independence of like I'm bringing in my own income, not my own, like it's joint in our family, but it's still.
Yeah, but you're working hard like for it.
Working yeah. for my income. I think yeah. that part is important to me. But again, like you said, like stay-at-home mom is really hard. If like you don't have, you know, there's a lot of people who are like stay-at-home moms who are like also have the help. But then there's right. a lot more who do not have the help that have right. to take care of like the kids, everything. And right. there's a lot. Kids have a lot of stuff. You're doing laundry 24/7. You're doing dishes 24/7. You're cooking 24/7. And there's often little time left for you. So again, that's why it goes back down to the finances, because it's like, can mm-hmm. you afford some help? Can you right. afford, you know, it depends. But I think you just have to kind of weigh out the pros and cons, mm-hmm. do all the logistical stuff first. Mm-hmm. Figure out if that lifestyle is for you, where you are just kind of like the job part is the mom part. Like you have your yeah. your mom, you're taking care of the kid's stuff, not just the kid because the kid's at school, but the kid's stuff.
It's and the household.
Exactly. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But if that's your vibe, then that should be on the pros list. If yeah. it's not your vibe, it's on the cons list.
Yeah. But like agreed with you, like my number one thing is definitely, I think it's mostly a financial thing, mm-hmm. like when you were like when yeah. it comes down to it for most people.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys, we're doing a fun game that we talked to about in the beginning, and it is called Trending Moments. I don't know how to say moments, but it's moments.
Moments.
Moments. We're taking current trends and we're putting on our own like Betches Moms twist to it. So. Brittany, do you want to introduce the game?
Yes. The specific game that we're going to be playing today is, I don't know if you've seen the trend on like TikTok and Reels about like they're a 10, but, and like you kind of like rate the person like based on like personality traits and like actions. And so we're mm-hmm. doing Parents Edition and it's called They're a 10, but da, da, da.
Okay. But they'll do. So it's like the parent. And this goes with like that question we were talking about, but division of labor.
Yeah.
All right. They're a 10, but they say they'll never change a diaper. They say they won't. So what are they now?
Okay. They're a 2. For sure.
Because they're saying it. They're saying it. Okay, there's one thing if you're like, yeah, and you just like kind of just don't because it doesn't work out that way. Nah.
Yeah, they're saying it in this case scenario.
But they're a 10. Potentially, I would, that really sucks. I don't want like a shitty partner like that.
Yeah.
But then again, what if they like really don't like the poo?
Yeah, no, I'm going down to a 2. I'm not having that.
Okay, that sucks. Okay, fine, 2. I'll agree with you. Okay.
They're a 4, but they're a little league coach.
And that's cool. That's good.
I think that's hot.
I think it's cute. It's cute, but then they're like always caring about the team. And they don't.
And then
like,
they get like a little too invested.
Yeah, they get too intense. Team, and they're like, you have to come home. They're like, no, I need my team to win. The only way I think it's like cool is if your kid is on the team.
Oh well, obviously they have to be. That would be weird if they weren't on the team. That would be really creepy if they were not on the team.
Well, your kid graduates, and then what?
Then the other dads are the little league team, and you're.
But he's the coach. He's not just like a volunteer. Okay, so I think it's hot if your kid is on the team. If they're not on the team
and they're not overly invested,
I think it's like you're a good citizen if like you're a coach. I don't think it's weird.
I guess like the way I see it as being hot, it's like, oh, your kid's on the team and like you just like love like being with your
around.
Child and
yeah.
like excited to like teach your child and their friends like how to play baseball.
But this is a league. But yeah. Okay, so I would give it a like 8.
Okay, I thought you were going to actually give lower than that. So I think that's good. Oh. I agree. 8.
Like I wouldn't go to 10.
No, maybe not 10, but yeah. Okay, 8. I agree with 8.
Okay. All right, they're an 8, but tells you you're not pushing hard enough during birth.
This may or may not have happened.
No, this is fine. What do you think?
So I think unfortunately in the moment when this is going on, that person automatically becomes a 0.
-5. But then after you're like, oh, you were trying to help me get through it, right? Or no?
Yeah, no, I didn't feel that way. Like in that moment, he was a 0. He should have never told me that. Sorry if we're getting a little personal here, but okay, hypothetical person
goes down to zero. For me, if it depends on the delivery. If he's like, no pun intended. If he says like, you have to push just a little harder. Like it's gonna come out sooner. Like just like a little harder this time. You got it. Like if it's motivational, I would say he stays an 8. If he's like, hey, bitch, push harder. You're not pushing hard enough. What is this? Easy. Like, if he's like really condescending about it, he goes down to like a -10. He's kicked out of the room.
Okay, valid.
Okay, new scenario for you, because this happened to me. He's an 8, but he plays Final Countdown in the delivery room.
A 10. That's amazing.
No, I said, next fucking song, Rusty. I was basically screaming like shuffle while I was pushing.
I think that's so funny. Humor. They have humor.
No, you don't want humor at that time.
No, but we like a partner with humor.
Yes.
Keeping
yes,
things light.
He's making himself laugh, not me. Okay. Okay. Well, you go. What's the next one?
They're a 3. But they let you sleep in on Saturday mornings.
700.
Yeah. Like you win. You win. Game over.
You win. I'm marrying you.
Yeah.
They're again. A 10. Okay. They're a 10. Now, Rusty does let me sleep in sometimes. Like we switch off.
So does Noah.
It's a division.
Yeah.
Okay. They're a 10, but they play video games all night. All night.
Until like you're in bed sleeping already when they come into bed.
Okay.
I honestly don't have a partner who does that, so I don't know how it feels, but I feel like I wouldn't like it, so I'm going to go right. to like a 5.
Well, yeah, maybe all night. Depends. Rusty, he like plays like some video games, but it's like a not an all night. He stops and I'm awake, but then sometimes like I'll watch Bravo till he is while he's asleep. So like, which one?
True.
Is it the same? If anything, he talks to his friends. I'm alone. Right. Just watching Bravo. Yeah, all night though is the deal breaker, because that's then you're just like not a person during the day. So that becomes definitely a 3.
Yeah.
Because you can learn undo that, right? Like you can go back. You can undo that lifestyle.
Right.
And it's go back like to your former 10 glory.
Yeah. It's not like a personality trait. It's like a bad habit.
Yes. If it is like a nice thing that you do to unwind, great. But if it's like becoming it's invading your lifestyle and making life worse, that's a no-no.
Yeah, that's
if you're playing video games over just like hanging out with your kid.
Yeah, that's like, that's a 0.
But yeah, you're done. All right, should we do a momster real quick?
Let's do a moms. Let's do the momster.
You're a momster. Okay, hi, Aileen and Brittany. Thanks so much for this podcast and Instagram account. I've been listening and following since I got pregnant with my first and have found it so helpful and comforting. Heart emoji. I'm going back to work soon, and my daughter will be going to daycare part-time, staying home with her grandma part-time. I love my mother-in-law, and I'm so grateful for her help, but we have different parenting philosophies. I love my mother-in-law, aka her daughter's grandma, and I'm so grateful for her help, but we have different parenting philosophies. I really love Big Little Feelings. You should have them on the podcast. We're getting them on the podcast. And want to use their philosophies for raising my daughter. So the question, would I be a momster if I asked my mother-in-law to watch the six-hour Big Little Feelings course, which is already paid for by me, OVS, and ask her to use the strategy / language in it with my daughter? Thanks for your help. Love, anxious working mom. What do you think? Momster or not momster?
Not a momster. You're the mom and you have a specific way you want to raise your kids. I feel like we've spoken about this a lot of times where like, and a lot of the momsters are like conflicting parenting philosophies. I feel like, what would you say?
I would say it just entirely depends on the grandma. Like if she's the type who would be receptive to this, I think it would be really easy to say, hey, can you watch this course? Yeah.
But it's also how you deliver it. Or you could say, maybe instead of being like, make it like a thing where it's like, this is homework. Like you could say like, I've been following this account, Big Little Feelings. And I think they have some really great parenting philosophies. Like I think it would be like awesome if you watch this. They have like really interesting things that I think you would love to learn. And then we could like implement these things together and like make them feel like they're kind of in it with you. Yeah. And it's something for you guys to relate to together and like do together rather than you're telling her what to do because this is how you want it.
Yes. I'm into that because also she's helping you. You're not like employing her either. So there's a difference in the way that you may approach. Like you said, Brittany, I think that's a great call. And being like, I tried this thing and it worked and I love to see that. Like, I can't wait to show it to you. Like, you're going to, I hope you love it. Like, I really want to do this. Like, very excited kind of way. Like, soft, not like you're demanding it of them.
Right.
So, I think that would be, but you're definitely not a momster.
Not.
For sure. And just remember, like, it takes a long time to instill, like, parenting practices. So, like, if you mess up several times or the grandma messes up, like, it's not going to make a big difference.
No.
Especially when the kid's so young. But it's great to start practicing now. And also, you may change your mind later down the road. And you may see, like, oh, this isn't even working for me. And I found something else. So, again, like, I would just feel, like, very, like, non-intense about it yourself. And when you allow yourself to reduce that control within, it gets a little bit easier to communicate these things too.
Right.
I love it. I like that question a lot because I think a lot of people have that kind of thing. Like, my mom watched Mila for like a week while I had to go, while I was going to Jordana's wedding when I was 3 months out. Oh my, I remember I made the Mila manual. It was like 20 pages.
Yes.
I was so fucking crazy. I was so intense. And my mom was like almost scared of me. So that's another tactic. If you're just like so hardcore, you're just like, you must follow it. Tell me everything that happens. It's not one I would recommend because it made my mom anxious.
Right.
But it did work. It really did work. So, but yeah. So that's it for this episode of the Betches Moms podcast. Guys, email us your momsters, all of your scenarios if you want to do like they're a 10, but, and obviously if you want to like send us some mom wins or no mom guilts, moms@betches.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and follow us on Apple and Spotify, and follow at Betches Moms on Instagram. And remember, there are no rules on this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom, right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com. Betches.